life's pretty good, you know? I mean, I mentioned that last week when we had the doc on. I said the line, the line I had then was, life is all that stuff that happens while you're waiting for something big to occur. And you're like, I just got to get to this point. It's not a destination, okay? And you don't think about the small moments. What about the small moments? Walter Hagen, Oakland Hills, great U.S. Open, British Open golfer a century ago, said, take time to stop and smell the flowers, because he said, don't worry and don't hurry. And he was a great golfer. But he did that when he was out. He just he didn't focus all on, I got to get to this one goal. What about that? Would we enjoy life better if we just take it day by day? Yeah, you can plan, but just take it day by day. Let's talk to the doc about that. Regional Psychological Services, East Lansing. DrJohnB.com for all the podcasts. Dr. John Braccio, Sr. Morning, sir.
Well, good morning to you, Dave. And I think you gave a great introduction to the topic. I think in life, we have to realize we live day to day. We live minute to minute. And so often, people don't really enjoy the ride. They don't enjoy what they're doing. And we're talking very specific things like, say, smell the coffee, smell the roses,
right,
hear a sound you enjoy, music, something. But just these little things that occur in the course of the day. And I encourage people to luxuriate a little longer. I mean, don't spend the whole day in a factor. But if let's just say that the rose, let's take the beautiful smell of the rose, particularly since we just, you know, certainly came to Valentine's Day, just to smell it and just enjoy it a little bit. Don't just smell it a bit and then move off. No, enjoy it.
Sure.
Try to find things and slow down a bit. Or even smelling the coffee can be a wonderful introduction, you know, to the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Or even hearing a sound, hearing the rain. Just, and then do the same thing with thoughts. Keep a positive thought when it comes. And also, don't let a negative thing that comes in ruin your day or have too big of an impact in your day. Mm. If you run into somebody who isn't friendly, don't focus on that. Figure they're going to have to deal with that. But if someone who is friendly says hello or comes back, enjoy those moments and try to do this and realize in a day there may be 100 things, 200 things that happen. And just try to enjoy and luxuriate, call it what you will, on those things, those experiences, those thoughts that are positive. Because if you don't, if you're just in a hurry, if you're rushing through everything or not focusing on things that are joyful, it can lead to a very unhappy or a very unfulfilled life, as you mentioned also. Life is really a long-distance run, if you want to put it in that sense.
Right.
And it's something that you want to take each day, and you want to find things you enjoy. There's too many people get to a goal, and they realize they're really not that happy just at that goal. And they realize they didn't enjoy the ride. They didn't enjoy what they were doing. So my advice always is, really, to be safe, smell the rose, enjoy the rain, enjoy a warm human experience, enjoy a cooler day, whatever it might be. Try to find something positive in what you're experiencing. Because there is the old saying, you know, there's only one time around. So you want to be around it, and you want to enjoy it. And kicking out negative thoughts, enjoying positive thoughts, both on a physical and at an emotional level, enjoying the things that occur. Because some people, you can have people that go through the same day in the same place and have the same experiences, and they will experience the day totally differently because some people enjoy and others do not. So being positive and luxuriating on the small little things that occur and giving them a little more life, if you will, and enjoying them is really the key to a lot of satisfaction in life, and something that a lot of people, if not most people, really aren't good at as they hurry along in their lives.
Yeah.
That part's hard.
That part's hard. If you're let's say you're a spiritual person, a person who is have a religious nature. I remember growing up, Doc, my parents were big fans when I was very young of a guy, a theologian who's been gone for a long time now, but he was very popular in the United States at the time, Bishop Fulton Sheen. Who was on television, and they would play those reruns, you know, out west where I grew up, And they were sermons. I mean, they were like homilies, but it was like a lecture slash, not quite like going to church. He had one that, I remember he said, God is in all of the little stuff, not just the stuff we think is big and huge and, you know, it's in all the small things and you need to see it. So if you're a religious person, you have that aspect as well, don't you?
Well, that is really true. Spirituality, if you have it, is such a marvelous gift, such a marvelous experience, because you find God, you find the spiritual purpose in your life, and you're trying to be a good citizen and go through it. And I think with that, you can enjoy more. And I might add, Bishop Fulton J. Sheen, I did hear reruns. I heard him as he did them. So he used to have a TV show. He was on the radio.
Right.
And even now, if you Google him up, you'll find that he even has a center, and there's a lot of these things that are still very much available. But that gives people a lot of tranquility, even though if you don't have that, you still can have it just a secular way of trying to enjoy your life and experiences. But if you have spirituality, it adds another, a very different meaning to everything you encounter, because you do find a spiritual reason and a purpose that could add pretty a lot of meaning to your life.
Have you counseled people who come in and, you know, they're like, you know, my life is terrible, and you go through, and when you've gone through counseling sessions, you come to realization that, you know, they've actually seemed to live a rather charmed life, and they've got more moments that they recall and savor, that they're kind of missing the point, that all of those add up together and create a pretty good whole. Have you had cases like that?
Absolutely, because remember, happiness is how you determine to look at it. I know that sounds kind of funny, but it's really true.
It is true.
And what people have to do is recognize what they have. If you have a view of life that every day ought to be a holiday and every day is going to be a perfect day, then you're going to be a very, very unhappy person. But if you can find joy and positive things in the small things, in the daily life, because most of life is not hitting a home run. Most of life is preparing, doing things, trying to be successful, trying to help other people, trying to help yourself, raising a family, interacting with other people and experiences. But if we look upon those as fun things to do or things to enjoy or find things, small things in those in the day, then whatever we're doing, we can find some joy and some pleasure. But if we're looking at things of, I want to hit a home run every day, then you're not going to be happy. So the mind, of course, has so much to do with how we see things, because it determines how we look at things, actually determines happiness and unhappiness. Not that there aren't unhappy moments, but if we can somehow, in a day, when we encounter a good thought, a good feeling, a good smell, call it what you will, just kind of focus on that a little bit and realize an extra second here is not going to ruin the day. Now, if you're just there dreaming away all day, that's not a good idea, unless you have a dream day or just a day to relax. But just getting those little events, and the reason I say smelling the coffee, not only is it the same, but I do like the smell of coffee in the morning. I enjoy that.
Me too. I love it in the morning. I'm going to go further than you. It's like it makes for a great morning. And again, those little moments, the memories you get to. Yesterday online. Online can be at times a cesspool. But yesterday somebody had posted something and said, if you've got, give us a memory of when a beer tasted particularly good. Not like every time I open one. No, a moment. And I thought of it, and I thought, and what came instantly to mind was being with my dad, being on this trail in Telluride, Colorado. I was working my first TV job, and we sauntered back into town and sat there on a July day in Telluride and opened up a fire-brewed Stroh's. And I remember, and I have a picture of him with the bottle. And there was I couldn't tell you of a better-tasting, well-earned beer than that. And it's moments like that. That wasn't a big moment, but now that I think about it, it was a great moment.
And it's a big memory.
No, it is stuff like that. And maybe if people take more time to, again, kind of roll through that Rolodex of memories and say, you know, yeah, it's not a destination down the road, but there are things happening here in the interim. That stuff in between, that's life. All the stuff that happens while you're waiting for something big to occur. And there's a lot of good stuff out there, folks. Savoring the Moment here with DrJohnB.com. That's the podcast site, DrJohnB.com, Regional Psychological Services in East Lansing, Michigan. It's always good to talk to you, my friend. We'll savor that moment until next week.
Well, listen, I say to you, David, listen, you speak like a psychologist and a philosopher all the time. I love it. Nice chatting with you. Have a great day.
I'm not. I'm learning, but I'm learning from the mentor over here. And you remind me of good things like this, and that's a wonderful thing. I appreciate you coming on today. Thank you, Doc.
Very good.
Back in a moment here on the Morning Wake Up. Yep, we're coming back. 1320 WILS.